Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That is exactly it, my family, 32 after 6. That is your time. I do want to say again, you know, good morning to Odada. This is your segment that we've set apart particularly for your empowerment, and we absolutely appreciate Ndimbizo Odada. Odada, Dada, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning to you, Ayanda, and good morning to the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely welcome, Dada. Kubule Latina. You know, we want to acknowledge this month that we have over the years here on this particular program dedicated it to Odada, just celebrating, you know, Odada. And I know that the competition between that and celebrating young people is actually quite tough. I do think there's a point where the two can meet, but as Odada ke esimhloniphayo nesimthanda kakhulu on the program, we want to acknowledge you, and we certainly hope that this month will bring you nothing but joy, affirmation, and all the things that your hearts desire with Odada.
Because you are cool, I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I also agree that there should be and there is a place of intersection between the fathers and the young people. Even now,
Yeah. You know, Dada, today we ideally want to focus, or rather start, you know, with the conversation around the development of men versus or in conjunction with the development of young men. I think that's what we agreed on. You know, you may or may not deviate from that. But perhaps before you even start with that angle and teaching this morning, that I wanted to ask a question that I believe as we begin this new month is going to give Odada, and I suppose everybody else, you know, a bit of a bone to chew on regarding our behavior, our social behavior. So in the past week in particular, I think there's just been, you know, growing disgruntlement on social media in particular because of all these things that are coming up. If it's not a killing, you know, it's agitation with the police. If it's not agitation with the police, it's a report of one or another man doing one or another thing, you know, GBV related. There's just been a lot of negative publicity, you know, surrounding men. And when you actually listen to the stories, I could be wrong, Dada, and you know, namhlanje nyani, I'm really just putting myself on the line to say that I could be wrong, but I'm starting to get a sense that are we not over curating this rot that we refer to say that men, you know, are rotten, let me put it that way, because there's no other, you know, decent word I can use for public platforms. Are we not over-curating that message? That's the first thing. And secondly, Dada, are we really asking the right questions when it comes to all the incidents that we see? And, you know, a huge disclaimer to what I'm asking is not me, you know, pouring water on some of these incidents that have happened. I'm a woman, and it's not nice to see another woman being bitten. It's not nice to see another woman, dying in the hands of a man. But are we really asking the right questions? So, for example, are we ever going to get to a point where we bring omama and women and girls to the party to say, for example, you know, in your agency, what responsibility are you taking? Is there any area of accountability that you would like to take for the outcome of this situation? Do you know what I mean, Dada? And this goes all the way down to how we socialize our girls, to how the messaging that we give them, you know, should girls be overly dependent on their boyfriends, for example, you know, should young women expect any kind of help from men, you know, in this economy where everybody is stretched to the absolute cent, is it reasonable to still be requiring, you know, the amount or the degree of lobola that we do? Are we not over curating that this thing that puts men in such a disadvantage that the outcome is absolutely inevitable?
Yeah, thank you, Ayanda. Your question is central to why we have this session in the first place.
Yeah.
your message that you are sharing by asking this question is at the center of why you are having this session. I'll come to deal with your question methodically, but I also want to just express something.
Okay, Dad.
My children told me a story, and I think it was a story of a useless father, whereby this man is sleeping in the house with his kids. His kids are sleeping in different rooms or whatever the case is, but they are not sleeping in the same room with him. So this child hears that there are some crooks that entered the house and told him. The child covered himself in the blanket and froze under the blanket. He doesn't even press the panic button, it's just frozen under the blanket. Now, that is a useless one. And you are going to forgive me for some of the things that I'm going to say before I answer your question. So that's the first one. But I don't know who the hell you think you are. You have no business hiding when your family is coming under attack. You have no business doing it. Don't tell what your mother told you to get in touch with your feminine side or whatever. That is nonsense. You need to get hold of yourself and get those daughters out of there, or you die in the process of being. So the second one is that the human being, we know because of the state of development that we're in, we no longer live in jungles or places where you can be attacked by a lion or a leopard. The thing that attacked is a human being. So the human is in danger from other humans, you know. So we will talk about both boys and girls, but 90% of this message is targeted at boys.
Sure.
If humans are going to come under attack at some point or the other, the attack may never come, but the probability is that it will come. Why, as fathers, are we not preparing our boys to be competent in security, competent in protection, and also our girls? You know, you may not like this story, but it is true. You know, when I was at boarding school, we had a family, kids from a certain family called the Kalo family, from the Kalo family. And their father was a boxing trainer. And there was a girl there from the same family who was also trained in boxing by her father.
Wow.
And there was a school bully in our school at some point. They terrible chap. And this chap mistakenly took a fight with Wendy Ligler. And Wendy took the young man apart methodically. I've been reading other stories for other reasons now. For instance, people tell us about human trafficking. There's another topic that is being discussed, which is human. There's a big business of human smuggling in SADC region.
Sure.
Where you can be sitting in Congo and place the order, pay a certain amount of money, call it 20,000, 30,000. And these smugglers will take you from Kinshasa and go and deliver you at the prescribed doorstep in Durban, for instance, Morningside, Durban. right there where you said you wanted to go. They've got everything smoothed out at the borders. They've got their own people. They've got people everywhere. You just give them the amount and they'll take it and go and deposit it without the authority of government. Then you have the people traffickers. You know, the Bible prohibits the theft of a man. You must not steal a human being. But there are people who steal people. So I am then saying to you, are we actually developing our youth, developing our children to be safety conscious and safety competent in the first place? I'm just putting that out there.
Sure.
Then we come to these issues that you are raising. You can say what you like. The problem that scientists have determined is that the minute you have boys who are not being intentionally mentored and developed, leave the women alone for the moment. When you don't have a program for developing boys from day one, at least to age 25, you are developing rascals and criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people that are going to terrorize your population. They're developing terrorism. So you can talk about every other source of problems, but that is where it comes from. So when we talk about fatherhood, we could state it differently. This is the discipleship of men. We need to develop the men because they are the most dangerous thing if undeveloped. And they are the most beneficial to let the things that need their way. So we need...
Let me just make one point
about the economy. You mentioned the economy. We'll come back. I'm sure you've got many probing questions.
I do. Okay.
Today, let me make this statement. Yeah? First of all, in my first degree, I majored in economics. And in that process of majoring in that, I studied both development economics and African development economics. And three of my degrees are in the economics and management sciences. And I'm going to say, the economic situation in the black townships and the black villages and all that in South Africa, the extent under this GNU, unemployment is growing. And the problem of unemployment is supposed to be solved by the state or prevented by the state. And since 2018, it has accelerated. Since 2009, it was getting worse. But by 2018, it was accelerating. Under the GNU, it is getting even more worse so far. And I have not seen any signs of it getting better. Now, this is the issue. The government of any country, the elected government of any country, is supposed to grow the GDP and eliminate unemployment and poverty. That is really what civilization is about at the end of the day. So, there are people who have proposed strategies for turning the unemployment crisis around and so on and so forth. That has been ignored. So we have the solutions in South Africa. We have the people who can implement the solutions, but we have a government that stays away from the solutions and stays away from the people who have got the solutions. One youngster that I was talking to, it's interesting to talk to young people, and I'm exposed to young people. I'm talking even people who are not yet even 20. Mm. Some are in their early 20s, doing their first degrees and so on. It's nice when you talk to them.
It is.
We talked and talked, and then you're going to ask your question after I've made this controversial speech. And this young person said, the country is being run by Satanists.
Wow.
And you ask me,
Sure. Hello, Dada. I thought the statement was carrying on, the country is being run by Satanists. There was a full stop after that.
That is a full statement.
Sure,
man. To you that if there is these tools for ending unemployment are in the hands of the elected government, the people with the ideas of how to end unemployment are here. The proposals for ending unemployment have been tabled. And the elected government is staying away from the solutions. It is also staying away from the people who've got the solutions. Therefore, the country is being run by Satan.
Got you, Dad. Got you. And there is a lopsidedness and an obvious turmoil. You know, in areas where you would typically want, as a developing nation, in areas where you would typically want things to be really straightened. I mean, I'm thinking if we had to talk about industry, manufacturing, for example, how that industry, how we are not industrializing, it beats me to the absolute core because we have all that it takes in our country, you know, to actually resuscitate that sector, create jobs, and to eradicate a degree of unemployment. I mean, there's many other solutions, I'm sure. Coming back, though, Dada, to the question for me, because up on the corner, and I get the macro situation and scenario, but coming back to just the socialization of our children, you know, is that a lever that we can consider if we wanted to see a change of narrative? Is that available to us at all? And if we had to try and do that, how effective would that be? And I mean, I'm talking because I understand that in order to turn, you know, the social compass of a generation, it takes years. You know, we are only starting to understand, for example, the effects of apartheid only now. You know, we are only starting to understand this is what this thing did. So to try and turn the social compass of a generation, it takes a while. But Dada, I don't know. I'm struggling to believe that men are evil. And yazi, Dada, mhlambe kukho eliphupha ndinguvuka kulo. I'm struggling to believe that they are fundamentally evil. Do you know what I mean?
No. I think we need to deal with it.
Hi, masidile ngayo, Dada.
You see, whether I'm dealing with management and leadership in the formal professional setting, and or whether I'm dealing with issues of fathering and manhood like we are dealing, people are quick to part ways with me. Why? Because I am putting you through a long process and a disciplined process, right? So the first thing is this. Let's try and be honest. First of all, everybody can be as evil as can be in the absence of proper discipleship. The human being is created ready to learn. You know that scientists will tell you, and in the geological realm, there will be people, the Jesuits will tell you, says, you know, you give me a child for the first 7 years of life, and I will give you a name after 7 years. This statement was made by La Toya, the Jesuits, the founder of the Jesuits in the Catholic missions. And he did not know this scientifically, but it is true that by the age of seven, a child has got 90 to 95% of the adult brain. Physically developed is there. So try to imagine then what God thought should be done in the development of the mind now, not just the brain, the mind of the child, in the first 7 years. So you can shape a child to be an instrument of peace, an instrument of order, within the first 7 years. And I am more intense than that because I am saying to you that we need to take the children to the people in there, not just the children. Mm. The public here that deals with the children would be the prenatal. For instance, in South Africa, there are provinces such as Mpumalanga and the Northern Cape where mothers are over drinking. They are drinking alcohol during pregnancy. Right? During pregnancy. And science tells us that immediately you start drinking alcohol during pregnancy, you are actually causing other illnesses and deformities in the child that cannot be repaired later. You are actually damaging that child. Right? So then you have issues, which means that by the time the mother is pregnant, there should already be a development program for the unborn child.
Sure.
When the child is born, that first 0 to 2 years, there's another program for that child. Remember, on the other side, with what we're dealing with before, this is the issue. Right? The issue being that manhood itself, takes different stages of growth. Right? So meaning that if these children are developing, have to go through stages. Now, you need to go through development stages. So you need to be developing the children whilst you are also developing
yourself.
So where we have a problem now is that we want to reap where we have not sown. We just want the good outcome.
Right, okay.
Right? We want the, when you see a nation of patriots, when you see a nation of responsible fathers, when you see a village where at 6 a.m. all the men are out, you know, or at 5 a.m., that thing did not happen by itself. It happened whilst they were still in the ages of 2 years old, up to 7, 8, 10. It was implanted in them that you must wake up at 5 a.m. and do this. And they do it enthusiastically as adult men because they've been cultivated. But what I have noticed in preparing these teachings that we're dealing with is that actually at every stage of the human being, those of us, fortunately now science has enabled us to be different professionals. You have pastors, even amongst pastors, you have different categories of pastors. You have psychologists, you have school teachers. So you can actually pinpoint the things that need attention in a human being. And then the other thing that I thought, by the way, in my mischievous mind before coming to this class, is this. Now, let's say I'm 45. But I missed some of the lessons that I should have gotten in the infancy and toddler stage. So I'm 45. Now, there's a Ayanda sitting there looking at me like in a meeting. I do know my name is this one. I to the week to get up age 5 or 6.
Passing a motula like
age 5. I have a good day, 45, but in the way I'm behaving in the meeting, it is clear that there's something I need to have 8, 5, and 6, right? So, naturally, of money is back. Of course, it's a basebacha. University, the hot man, a cow cool, the man hot man, cool. Can you please mature? Because the hot man missed some of the things that maybe needed to have been developed, grade 2, grade 3, grade 4. Now, he's the man. You see this man behaving with tantrums. That there were certain elements that were missing.
kwi development ya
ketata. So some of the things why we take some of these young men and we put them into sport, we put them into things, so that the aggression is channeled into sport, into competition, into things like that, and not channeled into going to beat up girls or to beat up women or to do reckless behavior. So, Nage, I want to say that, and I'm very unhappy about the women that are being killed by men who are even suicidal themselves, and so on and so forth. I am saying to us as radio pulpit and as Christians especially, that the issue of discipling these boys from day one, and their mothers, and their caregivers, and their fathers, and their grandfathers, is the task that we need to not give up on, because once you've done it, it works.
It does. But it needs to be. No, it does. I mean, if we have to, I mean, on a closing note, because we're absolutely running out of time. If there's one thing we can all attest to, those of us who have been through discipleship, you know, is that it discipleship that iyakwazi ukunqanda yabona phakula 45 ikulande iyokuqala phakula 5 years, you know, iyakwazi ukulanda from last years ize nawe ithi chu nawe, you know, we've seen the results. So you know, perpetual brokenness after being exposed to the truth is not an excuse. That I absolutely agree with. And I do think that, Dada, you know, there's so much more that I want to ask, but I think to conclude, maybe we really have a responsibility to disciple, you know, and whilst we are preparing to disciple, I think that's, for me, maybe a bigger gap that I wish we would be able to address, that whilst we are discipling, because the process of discipleship, you only get to see the results a long way afterwards. But whilst we are still busy with the work of discipling, what can be done? What are the immediate mitigating measures that can be put in place? And we can't answer that now, Dada. We'll perhaps have to answer that next week. But it's definitely something that we can all start thinking about. You know, how do we fill in the gap in the meantime? To better curb, you know, the results of not having discipled an entire generation of men in our lifetime. Dada, we appreciate your contributions, your lessons, your teaching. Thank you so much. Shall we answer that question next week?
Yes. You can also send me more of the questions.
Sure.
And then we will enter them in the session next week.
Thank you so much, Dada. Truly appreciate it. Dada Sandile Swana, my family, we are crossing over now to the rest of our programming here on Radio Pulpit. Absolutely appreciate you. Love you so much. Have a blessed month ahead. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you and the Lord give you his peace. Kathy Van Onselen keeping you company here on Radio Pulpit. Let's meet you and I tomorrow between 4 and 5:30. This is how we sign out.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.